Today we are going to be looking at Psalms 40 verses 9, 10 and 12th verse. Psalms 40 is a psalm of David, and David was very famous for his songs. And his songs make one thing very obvious, that he was so in love with this God. Whenever he ran into trouble, which was quite often, he ran to God. And I believe that a believer also will run into trouble quite often. And like David, his source of strength and his go-to must be only God in the painful situations of life, in the troubled situations of life, because only God can truly understand what you're going through. Now let us read from Psalms 40, verse 8 onwards. It says, "I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know." So, ninth verse, it says, "I proclaim your saving acts or your righteousness in the great assembly." In the older versions, instead of saving acts, righteousness is mentioned. So it says, "I proclaim your righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips." Many believers, they have great love for God in their hearts. And we may be expressing that love within the four walls of our house or in private. We rarely proclaim about God's love in the assembly or in front of people. So David is saying, "Lord, I proclaim your righteousness and your saving acts in the great assembly, and I do not seal my lips." He goes on to say in verse 10, "I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly." Such a powerful verse. David is saying, "I do not conceal your love and your truth, and I speak about your faithfulness, not just within the four walls of my house or in private, but also in the public as well." I'm sure the people who lived in David's time and the people whom David knew David as a person who was greatly in love with God. If we were to speak about our lives, many people around us, for example, let's say people who study with us in our colleges or people who work with us in our workplaces, they might not even know we are Christians because we hardly ever talk about God and His faithfulness and His love and His salvation. But did you know that God wants us to be people who proudly proclaim about this God, who proudly acknowledge that Jesus is the Lord of our lives? He loves it when we proudly proclaim that our God is faithful, that our God died for us, that His love is unlike any other. He loves it when we proclaim that He is our life, that He is our joy. He wants people to speak about Him. When we are in love, we cannot contain ourselves. We cannot keep quiet. We just want to scream out from the rooftops about the one we love. We cannot contain it in. You cannot just be bored and say, "Oh, you know, Lord, I love you." You will be excited and zealous for this love towards God. When you are excited and in love, you just want to shout it out. Similarly, when you love God in the first love kind of love, you cannot be silent. You just want to proclaim about all that He has done for you, the things that He has done in your life, the blessings that He has blessed you with. You cannot be quiet. And David is saying, "I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly." David is saying, "I do not seal my lips." But today we are amongst people who seal their lips. Their love for God is in private. We live among a people who conceals God's love in their lives. They will think about God's love in private. They will sing songs to God in private. But when it comes to displaying that love in front of people, we are silent. We go with the world. We don't want to be targeted or made to look as God lovers or God freaks. We want to just blend in with the world. But God wants you to stand out. God wants you to shout out about what you love about Him and not be silent to the world around you. You know, we are not very different from God ourselves because we are also made in the image of God. We just love it when people who love us speak about us, praise us, adore us in public. We love it when people are verbal about their love, and not just in private, but in public as well. In Psalms 40 verse 12, David says, "For troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head and my heart fails within me." Can you believe David saying this? David, a man who was after God's own heart, speaking so publicly about his many sins. He says his sins are more than the hairs of his head. He says his sins have overtaken him and blinded him. Today we don't even want to tell the world that we have committed sins, let alone tell the world that I am the worst sinner of all. But David so freely says that. Here is David, a man who is so in love with God. He so freely admits that his sins are more than the hairs of his head. Today we conceal all that. Will I ever admit this? Look at David. No wonder he was called a man after God's heart. Now Psalms 51 is also a psalm of David. And in the 17th verse, David says, "My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, you, God, will not despise." Now, what is a broken and a contrite heart? What is a broken spirit? But before that, did you know that Psalms 51 was written after David committed adultery and murder with Bathsheba and murdered Bathsheba's husband, Uriah? When Nathan the prophet comes and points out David's sin, he is broken over that sin and he is weeping and in sackcloth and ashes and he is fasting. He was really grieved over his sin. So what does it mean when it says here a broken spirit and a contrite heart? It is understanding your spiritual bankruptcy before God. It's understanding how big a sinner and how unworthy you are. It's a heart that is crushed due to sin's guilt. It is a deep sorrow for grieving God, and it does not defend or justify the sin. It does not blame circumstances, like how Adam and several other people in the Bible did. It does not justify the sin or make excuses for it. It just admits, "Lord, I'm the worst of sinners. My sins are even more than the hairs of my head." Just admit it for what it is. Don't ever downplay sin. Don't defend sin. Just place yourself open before God and say, "I have really let you down, and I know that it has hurt your heart greatly. Please forgive me." And when you do that, the Lord will never turn away such a humble plea of forgiveness. And that person will find repentance and rest in God. Do I respond over my sin like David did? Am I a person who proudly speaks about God in the great assembly? Or am I a person whose lips are sealed, whose neighbor doesn't even know that I am a Christian? Be like David. Seek to be a man like David, who, in an undignified manner, rejoiced over his God, danced for God. When he was in love with God, David was totally all in. He felt no shame in expressing his love for God through song, through dance. Even though the people called him undignified, he did it proudly. And God wants you to be the all-in kind of people. You are either all in or all out. There is no in between. He wants you to be either hot, madly in love with him, or cold in your love and actions for God. He does not want you to be lukewarm. You are either passionately, madly, or crazily in love with God, or your love is cold. There is no in between. God is looking for the first love kind of people who say, Lord, I'm so unworthy of you and your love, but I'm so in love with you. I'm such a big sinner, the worst of the worst. Even Paul said that. Do you have that heart? Do you have that attitude? Does your heart want to scream out about God and his love for you and his salvation? Are you proud about his love? There is this phrase that I love, which I read somewhere. Say it loud and say it proud. When you love something, you will say it loud and you will say it proud. You will say it boldly without being ashamed. Let me leave with you one last scripture. And these are the words of Jesus. Jesus says, whoever acknowledges me before people, I will also acknowledge before my Father and the angels in heaven. And whoever denies me before men, whoever disowns me before men, I will also disown before my Father in heaven. So there are only two categories of people. You either proudly acknowledge Jesus in public, or you deny and disown Jesus in public. There is no acknowledgement that can be done in private. Acknowledgement is always public. It's for people to see that you acknowledge things. And he wants you to be proud of him and say, yes, I love this Jesus. I love him. I live for him. He is my life. He is my Lord. My life is his. I belong to him. Or are you a person whom nobody around you knows as being a Christian or a follower of Jesus? Yes, in private, you may acknowledge him. You may love him. And you sing songs about loving Jesus and dying for him. But in the public, no one even knows you are a Christian. Am I that kind of person? Or am I a person whose love is visible, seen to the world? The Lord Jesus seeks such love. Shalom.